It's time for the 2024 UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMST. Broadcast sponsors include Ambergies Farm Machinery Sales and Service, BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, the Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Garrett Furniture, Carl's Produce, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Sterling Family Dental Care, Town and Country Home Decor and Minute Market, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Test 1, 2, 3. This is the Gidwell State Tournament for the KHSAA. Hey, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Rupp Arena, downtown Lexington. Dan Manley, along with Gary Crawford, we're ready for championship night here in this 2024 Kentucky Healthcare Kentucky State High School Basketball Tournament. And, wow, what a final we've got. The crowd is coming in waves. We've got Lyon County out of region number 2. We've got Harlan County out of region 13. It's going to make for a great night, and we're going to visit with the coaches here, try to cover as much of the pregame activities as we possibly can for you. Stay right with us. So we'll be back and catch up with our two head coaches after we step out for 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
Are you ready to turn your dream of owning a home into a reality? Look no further than Traditional Bank, your trusted partner in making home ownership a breeze. With a dedicated mortgage lending team and local decision makers, home financing just got better. Traditional Bank's competitive rates and faster loan closings, along with our best-in-class service, opens the door to your dream home. Find a local lender at traditionalbank.com/lenders. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling, LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
Back here on the floor at Rupp with the head coach of the Lyon County Lions, Coach Ryan Perry, and Coach, this is what you play for all year. I mean, there are only two teams left. You're one of them.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. We're super excited to be playing in this championship game tonight and a chance to cut the nest down here at Rupp. You know, humbled by it, blessed, all those things. We're just very fortunate to be here and very thankful for the opportunity.
You got knocked out in the All-A Classic by 2 points by Newport. Now, was that any type of a motivation for this team during the stretch this season?
Yeah, and that was one of the big goals they had was to, you know, we really wanted to win that All-A. We really want to win this, too. So we had those two big goals, and that definitely took one of them away from us and had hurt pretty bad. And I think that made us a little bit more hungry for this postseason run at the big state championship, not getting that one. So I think that definitely added some motivation.
I think you've raised the stock of Lyon County. You haven't had that great shooting game this tournament, but it didn't matter. You've been able to win.
That's true. I told somebody, I was like, surely to goodness, we're going to have a game where we really shoot the ball like we normally shoot it. We haven't made shots yet, and we've been able to grind out some wins in different ways. And, you know, I think that says a lot about where our team is now compared to maybe where it was last year. Those would have probably been losses last year, and we are good enough now with other guys and stuff to be able to beat some good teams. So, you know, I'd love tonight for Travis and Jack to get hot shooting basketball and have one of those nights where we hit 14 or 15 three-pointers, you know, and have a lot of fun. So I'd love to see that.
And the win over Great Crossing, did the game go pretty much the way you wanted? Did you make very many changes during that game?
No, I mean, it pretty much went the way that we were trying to have it played. You know, a really good game early when we were able to stretch that lead out. You know, we felt like that we were going to put the ball in Travis's hands and kind of, you know, minimize the possessions in the second half there, especially in the fourth quarter, and we were able to do that. It always works out good when, you know, they're having to be aggressive. If they're down double digits, they're having to be aggressive and, you know, try to steal the ball because that gets us in the shooting bonus early, and we typically make free throws down the stretch. So it kind of played out the way we wanted it to be honest with you.
Trent Noah is quite a player.
He's a great player, man. You know, thing about Trent Noah, though, is such a great kid. Him and Travis are good friends. We're friends with that family, and there's not enough nice things that we could say about Trent Noah and his family. Just great people. Everything he's getting, he deserves all of it. Just really good people, man, and we're really happy for him, and we love that family, and you know, we're not going to stop him tonight. We're going to hope to be able to slow him down a little bit. He's a really good player, and he's on a really good team.
How do you slow him down?
You know, we're just going to have to try to limit his touches, but definitely make him take hard shots. You know, we can't let him get his feet set and have open shots and get it going like that. If he makes shots, it's going to have to be difficult shots that he's making, and that's going to be a big and important thing for us tonight.
What did you do? Short turnaround time. What have you done today?
So we watched a little bit of the first half of the game after ours. Then we got the guys back to the hotel and got them off their feet, and they wanted some Jersey Mike's. They're kind of superstitious guys, so they got some Jersey Mike's in them, and you know, they seem like they're in a good headspace. They're real loose, and they seem like they're ready to go.
Why Jersey Mike's? What's the superstition there?
You know what? We were down at City of Palms this year in December and got it before one of the games and had a couple really good performances and kept eating it before big games and kept having good performances. So they're a superstitious bunch, so that's why we keep doing it.
Has this season exceeded what you would have ever expected?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. It's been a storybook season for us, you know, for Lyon County, to be able to go and play in the type of events that we've been able to go play in and compete in, and then to end the season like this with a run at the state tournament and playing the state championship. It's been amazing. It's been more than I thought it could ever be.
As far as the strategy for tonight, what do you do? Do you really get into trying to cram a bunch of scouting into a short period of time, or you just say, hey, guys, we kind of know what they might do. We kind of look at it. We'll adjust as we go. Let's go out there and play.
That's what we say. We'll adjust as we go. You know, I think I've said several times we're trying to bet on ourselves. Like, we think what we do is good enough to win. And if we go out and be us and do what we do, we feel like that's going to take care of itself and be enough to win. So we'll make a lot of adjustments on the fly, but not a whole lot of cramming these guys with a bunch of sets and stuff like that they're going to run, because the game can change so many different ways. And you know, we'll adjust on the fly and make changes and let these guys go out and hopefully be good basketball players and win this thing tonight.
What are you going to do next, Coach? I mean, the season's going to end tonight. Then what?
Man, you know, I don't know. We'll take a little bit of time off to rest and decompress and all that kind of stuff and enjoy some time with our kids, especially Travis before he leaves home. But I'd say we'll be back in the gym in May, trying to get ready for summer basketball. And we got a good group of sophomores that's going to be coming back, so they're pretty hungry about getting into a lot of camps and stuff like that. So we'll be back in the gym pretty quick, starting to think about some of that stuff.
I know you thought about it. You got to say something to your team when you take them back to the locker room before they come out. What are you going to say?
I can tell them I'm proud of them, man. They've done a great job this year, and we're just proud of them.
Thank you, Coach.
Appreciate it.
We'll be back. We'll catch up with Kyle Jones when we return to Rupp Arena in 1 minute here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. and most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Welcome back to the floor here at Rupp Arena. Kyle Jones, the head coach of the Harlan County Black Bears. And wonder how they got the nickname Black Bears. I mean, everybody understands that in Harlan County there are Black Bears, but was there some story behind how they decided on that name?
No, that's why there's so many Black Bears in Harlan County. I think that's how they went with it.
Just that simple. No big story.
No, I believe it's that simple.
Okay, make one up before you get back here again.
Okay.
You can tell it to me there.
All right.
Okay. What have you been doing for the last couple of hours? It's hadn't been long since you were right here.
Well, we didn't get out until about almost 4 o'clock because the media and getting dressed and stuff. So we went and ate, and about as soon as we got done eating, it was time to come back. We had a church let us come over and sit and rest for about an hour, and then we come straight back.
Yeah. What about this? I mean, you play six guys. I mean, I looked at your roster. You got six freshmen, so... I mean, that kind of tells the story why you don't play a whole lot of people.
Well, those guys are equally important. They have helped us get ready all year in practice. They've had to go against guys like this. It's going to make them better. And, you know, but we do primarily go with six guys, and, you know, their heart and determination we put to the test today.
Coach Perry was telling me that that his son and know that they know each other pretty well, that the families like each other, and he said I don't have anything but great stuff to say about that young man.
Yeah, well, Trent in our post game was talking about it, and he said they talk a lot, and they're big fans of each other, and that's good for the sport.
But what do you do tonight to try to take some of the pressure maybe off of Trent, or do you say, hey, he's a guy, let him have the pressure, he can take it?
Well, I mean, we're going to roll with him. I mean, he's been big all, you know, but we got to have big plays tonight.
How about the matchup? You look at this game, I know you've in a very short time, you've got to take a look. Hey, man-to-man, how do you feel like you match up?
You know, they've got three outstanding players. I think all three of them are division.
Hey, I'll let you go. He's got to go to the center meeting. And they're a minute and a half early. I'm going to have to adjust my time schedule. It used to always be 12 minutes, but now it's 13 and a half when they go to the center court. We'll be back. Don't go away. We have got much more to come. All the pregame activities are on the way here at Rupp Arena, and you'll be able to get a chance to be a part of all of it with us tonight here on WMST. We'll return to Rupp after we take a two-minute timeout. You're in tune to the Gateway Sports Network.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millersburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Offering great vehicles at great prices. I'm John Greer at Dutchess Chevy Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
Oh, yeah. So Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Kentucky is notably home to hoops, horses, bourbon, and fried chicken. Kentucky is also home to many locations of the John W. Clark Oil Company's Clark's Pump and Shop. Whether you're in Winchester, Moorhead, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, Vanceburg, or across our beautiful state, come into Clark's Pump and Shop, where you're always treated like family. For cold drinks, hot coffee, snacks, and more, it's Clark's Pump and Shop. Find your nearest location online or use their mobile app. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Back now here at Rupp Arena. Gary Crawford, good evening. We're watching the teams warm up, and good to see Harlan County in those black uniforms. Haven't seen those yet, so it's a little different look for the Black Bears. It kind of seems like that's what they ought to be wearing, doesn't it?
Yeah, it seems suitable considering they're...
They are the Black Bears.
They are the Black Bears, absolutely.
Yeah. I've been kind of fascinated watching them warm up because of the young player, all these freshmen that they have, and watch these guys. Hey, they know their roles. Get in there, get rebounds, send them back out, let the guys that are going to be in the game
get up as many shots as they can.
Get up as many shots as they possibly can. Both teams have the striped tearaway warm up pants on.
That must be the thing.
Well, I haven't seen that since probably back in the. In 1970s at Morehead State or something,
yeah.
when we saw that. So that's a bit unusual. This I was noticing that if Harlan County wins tonight, these two teams will finish with the identical 35-4 records.
Absolutely.
Coming in, Harlan County is 34-4. Lyon County is 35-3. We've talked all week about the numbers, but we go over them again because they're important, and that's a Lyon County team that shoots 50% from the field overall. That's the three-point shot at right at 36%, that shoots just over 70% from the free throw line, and Travis Perry averages 29.5 points a game. He scored over 1,100 points this season, along with well over 5,000 points in his career. Brady Shoulders averages 17.7 points a game, and Jack Reddick at 14.8. Bray Kirk has been very good in this tournament. He's averaging 9.6 points a game coming in here. And, you know, they are a team that they really does have a lot of balance. This is not a team that is a one-man show by any stretch of the imagination when it comes to who's shooting the ball the very best. You have a player in Kentucky's Mr. Basketball, Travis Perry, that shoots better than 50% from the field overall. And when you go to the three-point line, he's at 42% even, and he's put up 405 three-point shots. And he's still got a few left in that right arm, I know, coming up tonight. From the charity line, Perry shoots 85.3%. And as far as rebounding goes, it's Brady Shoulders, 10.3 a game. But Bray Kirk, Lucas Breedlove, Travis Perry, all right at 5.5 rebounds a game. This is pretty much a basketball world now where if you're playing, you're rebounding. It doesn't
Absolutely.
Really matter how tall you are, does it, Gary?
Right. They can put any moniker on you they choose to, whether you're guard, forward, or... You know, a lot of teams don't even list any people at the center position anymore. They just call them forwards, all of them, and guards. And most teams are playing equivalent, at least on an equivalent basis, three guards, actually.
And Harlan County comes in as a team. They're shooting just better than 50% overall from the field. They're shooting just over 40% from the three-point line. And 78.2% from the charity stripe. I mean, this team, they knock down free throws. Trent Noah's averaging just under 30 points a game. He now has scored well over 11. We got two guys playing tonight. Gary Crawford has scored 1,100 points. In a season.
Yeah.
Pretty
very amazing.
Pretty incredible. Maddox Huff Talk a little bit about what Maddox Huff, in your mind, means to this.
I think he doesn't get the kind of front page notice that he deserves. He is a good ball handler, plays a very physical style, and is very, very intense on drives to the basket. And for a point guard, rebounds the basketball very, very well.
As good as Trent Noah is, and as he was today, boy, you take Huff out of the game, and boy, the defensive pressure would just be too much, wouldn't it?
I think so, yes.
So they really depend on him a lot. And he comes in averaging 17.5 points a game. They're the two in double figures. Reggie Cottrell, we've talked about him all week, a guy with that long hair averaging about 9 points a game. Individually, shooting the ball, Trent Noah, 56% overall from the field. Maddox Huff is shooting 46.1% from the three-point line, and Noah is hitting 41%. Those are really big numbers, but again, you know that tonight is a night where these teams are working on a quick turnaround. Kids have played, in the summertime, they play a lot of basketball, but there's nothing like this. This is how tough a turnaround do you think this is?
I think it's a combination of intensity, and these kids have grown up looking at this particular tournament as sort of the crown jewel of basketball in this area, which it is, and it is added pressure to the game. So if you don't get the really good numbers in the championship game after the fatigue and all the hype, that's not totally surprising.
Trent Noah's he's hitting 89% from the free throw line, and he has been at the line over 300 times this season. That's pretty phenomenal. These numbers are all really stacked high. Trent Noah, 10.5 rebounds a game. He is easily the leading rebounder for this team. Next up is J.C. Carter, averaging 5.3 points a game. It's asking Noah to do an awful lot in a game where he's playing for the third time, essentially, in about 24 hours, to have another big night rebounding the basketball, don't you think?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It will depend on the energy level. I think, as Coach Jones told you in the interview, they have not had much time to recuperate from this afternoon's game with the sequence of activities after their schedule, after the game was over. So it'll be interesting to see who comes with the most legs left.
A season ago, it was Warren Central and Clark County in the finals, and Warren Central won out. Warren Central had played the early game. Clark County had outlasted Frederick Douglass in the second semifinal game. And in the championship, Warren Central held off Clark County by a score of 64-60. I think they're, I don't know what it's worth, but I would say it's probably worth 7 or 8 points to have played the early game, just personal feeling. But, hey, different players have different abilities to have additional stamina. We're having the team sent to the benches right now here at Rupp Arena. And we'll be back and have the pregame activities coming up. Let's step out a couple of minutes here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add an attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefit cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Welcome back to Rupp Arena. We're getting my old Kentucky home played with a beautiful video that's going on here in Rupp Arena. Crowd on its feet. And in just a moment, the Butler County High School Chorus on the floor live here will be performing our national anthem. Let's join my old Kentucky home.
Oh, weep no more today. We will sing one song for my old Kentucky home, for my old Kentucky home, far away.
And now the Butler County High School Chorus and our national anthem.
County High School Choir under the direction of Travis Lowe.
And just a little pause right now while the Butler County High School Choir leaves the playing floor here at Rupp Arena, and then we'll get ready for the introduction of all of the other folks that are going to be introduced before tonight's game. The teams will come out, all the players individually will have cheerleaders, and again, it's not perfect
and
for radio,
fans,
but
get out your phones and shine your flashlights bright.
Get ready.
It's time to electrify the game with Blue Oval SK, the future of mobility.
And now lining up along the opposing free throw lines, we have again, people who are associated with the school systems, administrators, cheerleaders, and players are all lining up and will be introduced here, and you'll be able to hear that. And, crowd here, Gary Crawford.
It's filled in very, very well, Dan.
We've got a lower arena that's completely filled. We've got an upper arena that's got quite a few people in it, and they are shining their flashlights right now, or their phone lights. We have the Lyon County cheering section down off to our left on the far end of the floor. The Harlan County boosters are there. Harlan County, the visiting team, black uniforms, white numerals trimmed in red. And the Lyon County Lions are in white with gold numerals trimmed in purple.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's showtime. Good evening and welcome to Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky, the heart of the bluegrass, for the championship game of the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16 State Basketball Tournament. And now to introduce the squads who will battle for the championship trophy and the banner above to claim the ultimate prize as the champion of Kentucky High School Boys Basketball. Tonight's championship game features the champions of Region 13 with a record of 34-4, the Black Bears of Harlan County. And the champions of Region 2 with a record of 35-3, the Lions of Lyon County. And first, let's welcome the Black Bears of Harlan County. The superintendent is Brent Roark. The principal is Kathy Napier. The athletic director is Eugene Farmer. And let's welcome the cheer squad and head coach Taylor Fields. And now introducing the coaching staff, assistant coach Cameron Carmichael, assistant coach Gary Greer, assistant coach Dondi Noah. And now let's meet the non-starters. Number 4, Landon Brock. Number 5, Brennan Blevins. Number 10, Bryson Bryant. Number 11, Cole Cornett. Number 14, Brody Napier. Number 15, Caden Hensley. Number 23, Brady Freeman. Number 30, Gunnar Johnson. Number 32, Mason Hines. And number 44, Shamar Carr. And now, let's meet the Lyon County Lions. The superintendent is Russ Tilford. The principal is Thomas Redivonik. The athletic director is Matthew Wilder. And let's welcome the cheer squad and head coach, Natasha Cook. And introducing the coaching staff, assistant coach Rob Day. Assistant coach Keith Matchin. Assistant coach Thomas Roy Akers. Assistant coach Sam Suter. And assistant coach Alex Sutton. And now let's meet the non-starters. Number four, Cooper Collins. Number 12, Jonah Ramey. Number 20, Jackson Crawford. Number 21, Carson Collins. Number 23, Luke Burchett. Number 30, Isaac Defew. Number 32, Jed Reddick. Number 33, Colton Prowell. Number 44, Johnson Herring. And number 50, Hudson Phillips. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's meet the starting lineups presented by Clark's Pump and Shop. For Harlan County, at guard, number one, Reggie Cockrell. For Lyon County, at forward, number one, Lucas Breedlove. For Harlan County, at guard, number two, Trent Noah. For Lyon County, at guard, number five, Jack Reddick. For Harlan County, at guard, number three, Maddox Huff. For Lyon County, at forward, number 10, Bray Kirk. For Harlan County, at forward, number 12, Caleb Johnson. For Lyon County, at guard, number 11, Travis Perry. For Harlan County, at forward, number 42, J.C. Carter. And for Lyon County, at forward, number 22, Brady Shoulders. And introducing the head coaches, the Harlan County head coach is Kyle Jones. And the Lyon County head coach is Ryan Perry. Congratulations to both teams, and let's begin the greatest show in hoops.
And we'll be back and get this game rolling. We'll return to Rupp Arena for the start of this 2024 state championship game coming up in 90 seconds.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Spring savings are here. Through April 2nd at major brands, you'll get an $80 reward card after online submission with purchase of four or more new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Tire purchases under $900 get $60. Celebrate spring with big savings on Michelin tires from major brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive Mount Sterling. Get details at major brands or online at MichelinMan.com. Offer expires 4/2/24. Void where prohibited.
Here we go. We are ready. The tip is controlled by Lyon County. The Lions head off to the right side of your dial as we're ready to roll. And out the left side, there is a three put up, no good, by Jack Reddick, and rebounded out of there by Trent Noah. He's got it taken away. Perry comes over the steal. Perry running down, heads down the left side of the floor, stops beyond the three-point line, and now he starts back in on the dribble, going all the way to the basket, flips it up, and it doesn't go. Noah the rebound. And Harlan County has another shot to draw first blood here. Noah looking for teammate Maddox Huff to come and get the ball. It's a 1-2-2 zone to start out with. Down the left corner, there's a three put up that's well short by Trent Noah. Partially blocked. And running back down, here's Perry. Shoulders, drives in on the left side, challenges, goes under, reverse layup rolls off, rebound put back up, no good by Bray. Finally, the rebound comes to J.C. Carter, long pass down, deflected out of bounds. Getting down there was Reddick to deflect it out, prevent any chance of transition points. And I think these teams are a little nervous, or they're tired, Gary Crawford.
Yeah, it's a little ragged here at the beginning.
Gotta get your legs under you. Here's a pass to Carter. Ball knocked away. Carter gets it back. Right corner. No, they say there was a traveling violation on Carter trying to come up with that loose ball, and it goes back over to Lyon County. 1985, Hopkinsville out of the second region won the state tournament. There were 19,500 people here at Rupp Arena that night to watch the Hopkinsville squad pick up a state title. Here's Reddick with it, way out near the right hash. He's being defended by Reggie Cottrell. Goes to the free throw line and got caught and then threw it away. Got up in the air. Yeah.
Up in the air.
He thought somebody would be there.
Yeah, he thought he had an outlet, a relief valve over there, and no one was home.
So we played a minute and a half. No points on the board. Cottrell. And there's a deep three that is good by Maddox Huff. 3-0, Harlan County. Here's Perry working. Backs up, couldn't get the shot away. Bray drives the left baseline, goes inside to Shoulders. They take it away from him. Huff runs down the right side, pulls to a stop, goes underneath, open, laying it up and in is Caleb Johnson. And it's a 5-0 start for Harlan County. Perry coming down, being defended by Johnson. I think it is a man-to-man, I believe. Here's Perry running right, stops, fires a three, good.
Yeah, you got to stay with Perry. He is just too accurate once he gets a free open look.
Does not need a lot of daylight to get a shot away, for sure. And there's a ball knocked away and a foul. Reach in, it'll be on Reddick, I believe. Reddick reaching in against Trent Noda. That's the first foul of the game. And it'll be inbounded by Harlan County. Comes into Huff. Left side, Johnson. Cottrell in the middle of the defense. They go right side and give it back out to Huff. Makes a little move. Fires another three. It's no good. Rebound, Johnson got it. We get a whistle. And we got a foul.
Think we're going to get shoulders, maybe?
Yep.
It's going to be on shoulders.
That was on number 22.
So that's the second team foul. First on shoulders here in the opening 3 minutes of the game. Pass comes in deep. A little short shot put up. No good. But rebounded back up by Noah. And finally coming
again.
Out there, Bray gets it. Bray, they try to take it away from him. Bray gets it tapped away by Johnson. And here's Trent Noah back with it. Noah can't get a three away. Perry covered him up. Here's the ball going back outside to Huff. We're at 4:45 left here. Opening quarter, 5-3 of the state championship game. Left side, the ball is tipped, but coming down with it. Getting it is Carter, and the ball's knocked away and out of bounds.
They're going to call a foul there.
That foul is going to be against Carter. J.C. Carter, they were taking the ball away from him, and
Perry's
trying to get it back.
Perry trapped him in the corner and really ripped the ball away. Carter trying to get it back, committed the foul.
Teams are still just kind of settling in.
Yeah.
I'm still settling in. The Lyon County defense, the defense for Harlan County is... I guess it is a man-to-man. Here driving his shoulders, try to pass along the baseline, deflected out of bounds by Trent Noah. It'll go to Lyon County. Lyon County down on its own baseline. Reddick sends it in to Travis Perry. Perry backs away on the dribble.
Johnson
starts in, goes by, sends it left corner. Reddick, ball fake for a three, fires the three, too hard. Rebound by Trent Noah. Lost it. Picked up by Breedlove. Out to Perry for a three. It's way off the mark. Rebound. Saved in to Reddick. Back out to Perry. Lyon County has it. Lyon County. Cottrell guarding Perry. Left corner. There's a three by Reddick. Good.
Battled in.
You know, you can't give up when you're a shooter. And it's 6-5. The first lead of the night for Lyon County with 3:50 to go here in the first quarter. Huff over to Johnson on the left wing. Right wing to Trent Noah.
Lyon County in the 1-2-2 zone. Kind of
here's
matching
Noah.
Up.
Deep three for Trent Noah is no good. Fell flat coming off the rim, and it's rebounded by shoulders. Long pass down to Perry in the left corner. He's going to drive through the lane. Doesn't have anything, and he'll back away. Now the coaches in front of us from Lyon County are shouting instructions down the floor. Perry on the dribble right now against Johnson. The leaner from 15 feet knocked it down. Tough shot, but he got it in.
The ball fake just gets the defense off balance, and Perry able to take advantage of that.
8-5. Perry has a great ability to be off balance almost, and there's a three good by Trent Noah, well outside the area where you'd think you'd defend him, and we're tied at 8 apiece, 2:48 to go. First quarter, Perry driving, stops, threw it away.
Yep.
Another thought Reddick was over there. Reddick had already left
the spot.
Area.
Yeah.
We get a timeout. 2:43 left to play here in what's been a little bit of a ragged first quarter of play so far, but we're right back where we started. 8 apiece, Lyon County, Harlan County. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Back in 1988, Clay County and Ballard played for the state championship. Clay County out of the 13th region, and we'll talk about that game a little bit later on, maybe. We get a shot tonight. Right now, Harlan County with the ball. Tied at 8. Cottrell dribbles down the left side, sends a cross-court pass, and there is a wide open three that is no good. A high rebound off the shot missed by Maddox Huff, and the ball goes out of bounds. And the ball will go over to Lyon County. Napier is coming in for the Harlan County Black Bears. Brody Napier, a 6 foot, 180-pound junior, in for Caleb Johnson as the Lions head down. Reddick down the left side, bounces in his shoulders. Beautiful bounce pass across the lane, turning and putting it up. No good. Breedlove couldn't get it down, gets his own rebound, gets fouled. Well, the sophomore kept battling in there. Gets the personal foul that's committed by Maddox Huff. His first team foul, number two, and two shots for Lucas Breedlove. 6'6 sophomore, free throw up and good. There are times when Breedlove just kind of be, I'm just kind of hanging out down here. Then yeah, they get him involved, and he usually performs.
He really fights for position on the rebound.
Knocks down a pair of free throws, and it is 10-8. Lyon County with the lead. 2:05 left now, opening quarter of play. Left side, here's Cottrell. Bounces it down the left corner. They go inside. Ball fake, and Noah goes up, lays it in.
You give Noah opportunity to get the ball on the block, and it's just no stopping him there.
Brady Shoulders is a strong guy, but he's not as strong as Trent Noah. There's Reddick, a three, good. He buried it right, falling out of bounds, it looked like, over there. His second three, 13-10, Reddick with six. Here is the ball in the hands of Huff, and they take it away as they got it down in the corner. The big J.C. Carter, yeah, and they took it away from him.
They double everybody when the ball goes to the corner.
Here's Perry firing a three, top of the key, good. Travis Perry has eight here in the first quarter, his second three, and it's 16-10. Cottrell down the right corner. Napier dribbles out a little bit, gives back out deep to Cottrell. Over to Huff. Huff drives in. Sends it back right side. There's a three by Napier. No good. Long rebound. Battle for Breedlove, but gets it and able to get rid of his shoulders. And then we get a whistle and a foul.
Cottrell.
Going to go on Reggie Cottrell for his first team foul, number three, against Harlan County. Only 52 seconds to go now in the third quarter, in the opening quarter. And foul-wise, we're not going to have any free throws created by the five foul rule, I don't think. And here's Reddick. Brings it down slowly, hands to Shoulders. When they want to run the clock down, they give it to Brady Shoulders. He's usually been guarded by somebody, not nearly as quick as he is. And he'll dribble it outside, and the clock will run down, and we're at 30 seconds right now. Defending him out there is J.C. Carter. He tries to put a little pressure on him, getting on the 5 second count, so Reddick comes to get it. Reddick now back to the midcourt stripe on the dribble against Napier. The clock is 16 seconds. Here's the handoff to Perry. Cottrell with him. Perry is going to come on the dribble. 8, 7, Reddick takes it, drives left side of the lane, floater up and good. 18-10, and there's a three put up, and going to the floor was Maddox Huff, who looks to the official, and he said to the official, "Did you not see that guy trip me?"
Yeah.
But I don't know what the official said, but the quarter is over, and Lyon County, after we were tied at 10 apiece, scored 8 points in a row, and it's the Lions 18, Harlan County 10, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Since 1831, McCormick Machinery has been shaping the American landscape. Today, McCormick Tractors continue to meet the needs of America's farmers across the land. We offer an extensive lineup of tractor models ranging from 24 to over 300 horsepower with the right features and technology to fit your farming needs. Your local McCormick dealer in Mount Sterling, Amberge's Farm Machinery, 530 South Queen Street, Mount Sterling, 859-498-1113, or visit AmbergesFarmMachinery.com.
It's the Kentucky Healthcare 2024 state championship game here at Rupp Arena, and into the opening quarter, Lyon County. The Lions have come out and made 4 of 7 three-point shots in the first quarter. They lead it 18-10, 8 points apiece for Jack Reddick and Travis Perry. On the other side, Trent Noah has 5 points. Maddox Huff hit a three-point shot for them, but Lyon County winning the rebounding battle 9-4. They are off to a better start, but we got a long way to go. And Harlan County has the ball as we begin this second quarter of play. Here's Cottrell. Right side, bounces it down to Napier. Long pass over. Huff going to fire a three. In and out. Would not go down for him. Rebound taken by Cottrell. Back to the basket. Tried to shoot up over Breedlove. Didn't get it, but he puts it back up and in.
Tell you what, Cottrell's relentless.
18-12. We've seen him do that multiple times in this tournament.
He misses it, he goes and gets it.
Goes back right out and puts it back in. Here is Perry down the right side shoulders. It comes away from the basket. Back to Perry. Perry has called the play. Now Perry starts in, drives in, goes up from 14 feet, missed a shot. Rebound taken down by Napier, trying to clear it. He does. Gets it to Noah. Now Huff. Huff back to Noah. Noah drives left side, going all the way to the basket. Puts it up and in with the left hand.
Up in.
What a tough shot over Breedlove.
Breedlove was right there to make the block, and he just relocated the ball to his left hand.
What a tough shot with your left hand. I mean, with your offhand right there. No use of the glass. He just rolled it over the rim. 18-14. Here is Shoulders dribbling in. Gets his shot blocked by Noah. Shoulders gets it back, goes, puts it in. 20-14. Here's Trent Noah, three, left it short. Rebound. Oh, Reddick. You know, that's Bray that falls to the floor.
Get
I
hard.
Don't think he hit his head. I think he landed on his back side and behind. And he gets up okay.
He's kind of walking gingerly, but I think he's all right.
Into the game for Lyon County, number 30, Isaac.
The fouls on Harlan County. Now, that's number two on Cottrell.
Yeah.
First foul of this second quarter. And Cottrell still in the game here. Right side, there is a shot put up by about 17 feet away. Up and good by Isaac Depew.
That penetration by Perry draws the defense and leaves Depew wide open.
There's a pass that, over the head of Cottrell, but over there to get it is Johnson, who's back in the game. 22-14, 8-point lead. Here is Huff with the ball out beyond the top of the key. And the ball is tipped, and it comes our direction, out of bounds. Here now is coming to inbound the ball, Trent Noah. 6'6", 217, the senior, headed to South Carolina. He's got the right colors on already, doesn't he? Out front there is Reddick called for a foul.
Reddick.
And that's his second foul.
Interestingly enough, Reddick's complaining he hooked him with a little chicken wing, that elbow there. He says that's the second time.
There is Perry falling down, gets up. Noah down the left corner, sends it through the lane. Napier, floater, no good. Rebound, oh, they're battling for it. Coming down that play, look, coming out of there with it. His line, County Perry stops for a three, good, down the top of the key. Perry with his third three. The basket is good.
And they called a rebound foul.
The foul is going to go against DePue. So the basket moves the lead to 11 points, 25-14. Right now, Harlan County needs offense. They need a good look at the basket. They haven't been able to get it. Driving left side. Huff goes up off the left baseline. Jumper no good. High rebound. Break Kirk. He brings it himself. Gets across the timeline. Hands it off to Perry out near the midcourt stripe, who takes it behind his back. Drives through the lane. Sends it over to Shoulders. His three is good. Brady Shoulders makes it 28-14, and we get a timeout taken by Harlan County. 4:53 left to play here in the first half. And Lyon County has opened up a 14-point lead on the Black Bears of Harlan County. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Doug Garrett is a man who loves comfort. So when Doug's stocking his amazing showroom at Garrett Furniture in downtown Carlisle, you'll find so many comfortable things to fill your home and make life more comfortable. Doug also believes in quality. So Garrett's is stocked with furnishings that look great and are built to last. Comfort, quality, longevity. Just three of the many reasons to make Garrett Furniture in Carlisle your first choice when buying for your home. Visit Garrett Furniture, downtown Carlisle. You'll be glad you did.
This is Josh Kaufman of Kaufman Funeral Home. There's a basic misconception in my industry that quality and affordability can't coexist. Many people think that spending a lot of money is a necessity in giving your loved one a proper burial. Let me show you how Kaufman Funeral Home can help you be proud of the final arrangements you make, at the same time doing it affordably. Stop by and see us at 315 South Queen Street or call 498-2273. Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, where quality and affordability go hand in hand.
The 1988 state championship was when Ballard beat 13th region member Clay County, and that was the night that Richie Farmer got 51 points, hit 20 of 32 shots, hit 9 of 14 threes. What a night it was at Freedom Hall in Louisville, but not a winning night for the 13th region champion. As we come back, Harlan County trying to regroup a little bit. They've fallen down by 14 points.
The energy of Lyon County's pressure on the defensive side is
they're
very
up
high.
For a three good. That'll get them back in the game a little bit. Maddox up, bearing a three-point shot, his second, and it's 28-17. There's a deep three by Perry. Good. His fourth three-point goal, and we're back to a 14-point lead. Perry with 4 3-pointers. 7 3-point shots have already been made by Lyon County. Here is
you said deep.
Noah goes 30. Up from 15 and knocks down the jumper. Trent Noah with 9 points in the game now, 31-19. Perry with 14. 8 for Reddick.
Reddick out front, but here's Shoulders.
Shoulders, a deep,
long
deep three that was well off the mark. The rebound is battled for. We get a whistle. And a foul is going to go against Travis Perry.
Foul is on number 11, Perry. That's his first.
Perry gets his first foul. Team foul, number 3 on Lyon County here in the second quarter. Still 3:50 to go before halftime. Chance for Harlan County maybe get back within single digits here. Napier down to Cottrell. He fires the three out of the right corner. Good. Reggie Cottrell. 31-22.
Cottrell lead down playing with a lot of energy tonight, Dan.
Here's Reddick against Napier. Goes on the drive. Gives it out. And Perry takes it out in the center circle. Floats it to Redding, right back to Perry. That's a long, long three. Good, wow.
He hit that one from the UK logo.
34-22. Perry with five threes, 17 points out of his team's 34, and now we get a whistle and a foul. That foul will be on DeFew. They call it DeFew. I just can't say that. It's DeFew.
It's DeFew.
He's coming out of the game right now, and as Breedlove comes back in. Here's Harlan County, gets it in low and going up and laying it up and in on the inbound play. J.C. Carter with his first two. It's a big basket, getting
that's
somebody else involved.
Yeah, absolutely.
34-24, under three to play in the first half. Right side, here's Perry. Floats it over to Reddick out near the left hash. Inside, the Shoulders goes under and jams it. Shoulders just took it on a spin to the basket.
Yeah, one dribble, dunk.
36-24. 2.5 to go first half. And Huff for three. It's good.
Huff has hit a couple from the wing right in front of us.
36-27. He's got nine. 2:20 to play in the half. Reddick, he thought about long three right there, but didn't take it.
He may let
Perry from way downtown missed it, and he got fouled on a three. They didn't call it. They knocked him down, ran right over him, really. Reddick for a three. It's no good. And the rebound picked up by Trent Noah. Here he comes. Here is Noah. Gives it up, gets it back. Spins. Can't get a shot. Left corner. Now out. Cottrell fires a three. It's no good. And it bounced up over the backboard.
Cottrell thought it was up. It was right on line, just a little too hard.
1:47 left first half. Lyon County up 36-27 over Harlan County. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Carl's Produce on the bypass in Mount Sterling is such a special place with so many things to offer. And if you need storage space, Carl can really help. Go to Carl's, check out all the storage buildings they have. They can tailor make one just for you. And why pay storage rental when you can own your own building on your own property? Carl's Produce, just one of the many, many special things they have are the great storage buildings that they can craft just to meet your needs. Stop by and see Kyle today.
With Bad Boy's patented Easy Ride and Gen 2 independent suspension, heavy-duty American-made steel construction, and legendary muscle, there's no more that brings more comfort, durability, power, and value to mowing pros and homeowners than a Bad Boy mower. Mow with an attitude. It's the driving force behind every mower we build in the good old USA. Our promise to lead the industry in innovation and performance. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Lyon County's made 8 of 14 threes, 57%. They have won the board battle 14-9, and turnovers are all even at 4 apiece. And it's 36-27. The shooting now into the game for Lyon County comes Carson Collins, a 5'11 sophomore, who's in for Bray. And Lyon County has it with this 9-point lead. Headed off to the right side. Collins, jump pass into Shoulders. Now to Perry, works back outside. Such a good passing team is this Lyon County squad. That's one of the things that makes, when you look at how many points they score, no wonder the way they not only shoot it well, they really pass it well. Good passes, a lot of movement, good shots, high percentage. Perry floats it over the left side to Reddick. He sends it back over to Perry. Perry comes back out, guarded by Cottrell. Reddick takes it back to Perry. We've got 1 minute to go in the first half. There's the shoulders outside now.
Harlan County gone to a zone, and Lyon County just has decided they're going to hold it for a while.
Reddick dribbles, gives to Collins, goes through the lane, sends it back outside. Perry with the ball. Perry dribbling on the move right now against Maddox Huff, out near the timeline. Huff trying to track him. Here goes to Reddick. Reddick against Cottrell. That was a push-off, and it was an offensive foul. And that's number three on Jack Reddick, and that was a good call.
It was a good call, yeah.
He extended that left arm.
And again, it was Cottrell just being aggressive on defense and trying to get in the in front of his opponent. He did so and got the push.
He comes out of the game. Only 31 seconds to go before halftime, but a chance for momentum here. Possession arrow does belong to Lyon County to begin the second half. Looking back is Trent Nowitt. Now he's giving a signal to the team, and now we're down to 14 seconds. Here we go. Maddox up, waiting and waiting and waiting. 10, and here we go. Napier looking. Hooks a pass back over. And Huff makes a move, fires a three, good. Huff, 4-3. And at halftime, Harlan County able to get back within six at 36-30. And stick around. Coming up at halftime, we got a special halftime guest who I think will be here. Coach Donnie Lane is going to come down, I believe, and be with us. And we'll be back. We'll have all the scoring and stats. We'll return to Rupp Arena coming up in 2 minutes.
Town and Country Home Decor in Mount Sterling is the place to go when you're building or remodeling your home. There's unfinished, painted, and stained cabinets, in-stock flooring, countertops, jet coat shower systems, vanities, plumbing and electrical supplies, wood stoves and gas logs, and yes, more, like Delta faucets and Echo power equipment. Best of all, Town and Country Home Decor is locally owned and operated, and they can help when others can't. Right next to Mann Chrysler, 803 Alexa Drive, Mount Sterling, Town and Country Home Decor.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
We're back now here at halftime at Rupp Arena, and the lead belongs to Lyon County, but 36-30, we got a game. Harlan County hanging tough, coming up with some few plays there near the end of the half to make it a little closer. And joining us here at halftime, we're glad to have him always, Coach Don Lane, the Hall of Fame coach from Transylvania University, a guy who has been in education and coaching his entire life. He loved to teach, who loved to coach, and when you love something, you're probably going to do pretty well at it, and he did. And Coach, great to see you.
It's great to see you, Dan, and always be. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, we
it's a great pleasure. Thank you.
We you've written a book, and hey, when you write a book, you got to get out there and sell it. I mean, you're not trying to make money really selling it, but you just want people to be able to to read your book, The Laneway.
Very much so. Of course, you had a big part in that, and then you did a proofreading for me and gave me some great ideas on some of the areas that we use. And but it takes time. It takes effort. I financed it totally myself. Eventually, I'm going to break even, I think. But the whole idea is to try. I thought a lot of people encouraged me to do it. I wanted to do it. And after a lot of years, I started 10 years ago. And then the last 2.5 worked it really, really hard along with Sarah Jane Herbiter, who was a terrific writer. He helped take, put my thoughts even in a good organized fashion. And I'm really, really happy the way it turned out with a lot of help.
I'm anxious to hear you tell me how much input Mona had in the book.
Well, Mona had a lot of help because she got interviewed. Of course, I gave her a chapter in the book, as well she should have. But she helped me find a lot of materials, and we looked at so many, going back to annuals, Mount Sterling, and rosters, helping me get rosters and clippings and a lot of things, trying to figure out how we wanted to do it, and the stories that were there that were fun. And so, and still at the same time, we tried in the book to give life lessons, just the name, the Laneway, family, faith, and 50 years of basketball, because it's much more than just basketball and just my life. I tried to take some of the issues that came up in coaching and teaching and so forth, starting in Mount Sterling in 1965, and use those to put some life lessons out there, maybe that people, anybody can read it, enjoy it. It's not even necessarily a basketball or sports group.
Is it hard to believe you were coaching 59 years ago?
Yes. Yes. Believe it or not, I loved it. I loved it. As you know, I've said many, many times, I could have lived my whole life in Mount Sterling, Kentucky, and loved every day of it.
As far as what's happening in Transylvania right now, your son Brian is the men's coach. He coaches golf too, doesn't he?
Yes, in fact, he's in St. Simon's Island with his golf team today. They're in a major tournament with the top 25 teams in the country. So he signed up somebody's golf team this weekend. But we really have, and our women's program have been phenomenal. What Julie Fultz has done with Transylvania women's basketball and winning the national championship last year, getting a Final Four this year, kind of late, two years ago. And I think they won 91 or two games and lost three in the last 3 years. Phenomenal coach, done a wonderful job. And so we've got two great programs there in basketball at Transylvania, as well as several other really good sports. And we're proud of it. And what's taking place at Transylvania?
Let's talk about something real quick here that I think you're going to, I believe you'll share with me a positive way, that when you're in a program, when you're in a school, you know, it's difficult to always be successful. If you've got another team along with you, like the Transylvania women have been the last couple of years, it's kind of nice to have another program that kind of takes a little bit of pressure off of you sometimes, where the expectation, yeah, let the expectation be a little bit more on that other program. We're trying to do everything just like they're doing. And, hey, you build, and maybe next year it turns around and the focus comes back on you, and you can give them a little relief.
Well, I think you're right, and I think that, as I haven't been an athletic director for both at college and high school for a lot of years, you want your own programs to succeed, and they can feed off each other. It's not something where one team needs to dominate it all. Why not let all of them dominate? And if you put the right emphasis and the people work, the coaches really have to work together. You have to have good coaches and kids. Your student body and your kids that are involved in the athletic program have to realize that they all have an opportunity to succeed at a high level, and you support that. I agree with you 100%.
At the major college level, wow, the world has kind of gone crazy. The portal, the NIL, the move of teams from conference to conference. For Transylvania, how about the conference they're in, the strength of that conference, and what you see as the future of the Heartland Conference?
Well, the Heartland Conference, I think, will pretty much stay intact. They do add Berea, college next year, and Defiance is dropping out, but they still maintain the number. Defiance is going back to the NAIA. And so that, and they've been over the years a good team. They weren't quite as good this year. Because the men's program in the Heartland Conference in basketball is really, really tough from top to bottom every year. The women, about the top three teams, are really, really good. We got one great one. But the bottom part of that is a little weaker. So I think, but still yet, I don't see any movement in it at all. I think it's pretty much going to stay where it is. And I think you'll find, as you take a team like Judy Polk put together, and as Brian has in golf, it's forced a lot of the other teams to say, hey, we're getting tired of getting beat. Let's see what we can do about it. And that's why I say when somebody beats somebody pretty badly or they need their starters to play, which a lot of times you end up and you ask, why don't they pull their starters? Well, they need to play. And my theory always is, hey, don't gripe to me about how I run my team. Just get your team better. Make your team better and look, come on, man. That's the way it goes. I never was concerned. If somebody beat me pretty bad, I'd be fine. I didn't have very often, thank goodness. But when it did, I said, hey, I just need to get better. I didn't worry about who you played and didn't play. It's your team.
What about Transylvania University? I mean, it's obviously such a leading educational operation. The finances, the potential for the future. Anything going on in particular that's noteworthy there that you could talk about?
Well, they're just continuing to try to improve everything they are. They're continuing to try to develop the endowment large yet. They're also they just made a 20-year deal with the Legend at the Legends Ballpark for the baseball team, which is huge. They sold the older baseball field to the city for development and housing development, which was a big, big issue for not only us, but for the city of Lexington and the surrounding area. I'm not on the inside, so I don't know the curriculum aspects and other, but I know they're really, the health science has already been strong, always been strong. That's Transylvania, as has been the business, but business areas and several others. But it's a really, they're going to continue to be a liberal arts school. I haven't heard anyone talking about adding graduate school or anything like that, like many of the small schools have actual graduate schools, but I don't see Transylvania doing that.
Okay. Coach, I know we'll see you sometime within the next very few months in Mount Sterling with some type of book signing to let people in that area get a chance to purchase your book and get it signed and see you again. And that's a big fun part of this whole deal, too, is that you've seen some people.
Oh, gosh, and this week it's been phenomenal. And we have seen a lot of people that I haven't seen in a long time. It's been a lot of fun, and I've enjoyed every minute of it. Brought players back in. Haven't seen in a while. A lot of campers, a lot of former coaches that helped me in camp. It's just a tremendous fans. And I would love to do a book signing in Mount Sterling. I hope to do. We could work one out where people would really like to come. People would like for me to do it. I'd love to do it at some point if it works out.
I'm sure it'll happen soon. Coach Don Lane, the Hall of Fame coach from Transylvania University by way of, Versailles High School.
That's where it started.
Woodford County, Union College, Mount Sterling. Skipped that year down to Tennessee or whatever it was. Or Union. But
right.
Union again. Back to Mount Sterling and then on to Woodford County and on to Transylvania. And it's all been successful and all been good. Don Lane, thank you for joining us.
It makes my sermon. I'm sorry I couldn't have done it earlier in the week because I've been staying in a place I don't normally stay on the concourse with books. But
who's going to win this game?
Well, I think Miami County will win it because I think the fatigue factor is going to hit Harlan County here at the end. But again, don't count them out. These two teams play so hard, and both of them play so hard to get to this point. So I do think, but they both have got phenomenal teams. They're excellent coach teams. It's fun to watch how hard they play.
and terrific what she did. Gosh almighty. And you can't just concentrate on the guys that are going to Division One. And one Kentucky, one to, I think somebody was telling me.
South Carolina.
Going to South Carolina. The other, kid going to UT Martin. He committed today, I heard.
Reddick's headed to Florida Gulf Coast.
Where he's going? That's Shane.
That's Reddick. That's Reddick, number five. Okay. And then they think now that Shoulders may also go. He apparently has received an invitation if he'd like to go to Florida Gulf Coast.
I just heard a little bit of it, but you're right among the fresh row here where all the scuttlebuck is. But these kids are. There's a lot of talent in this tournament, and there's as much good talent in this tournament. Division One players and Division Two, NAIA, Division Three players. There's a lot of good players in this tournament this year, and some good solid teams and teams that you haven't seen before, which has really made it fun. Crowds have been great. So I know KHSA has to be happy with that.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
Hey, we love you, buddy.
We love you, and thank you for all you do to help me.
Hey, we'll be back in 1 minute with the second half coming up here at Rupp Arena.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
We begin this second half. It'll be Lyon County coming in our direction, moving from right to left. They've got the ball to begin the second half. Harlan County has been able to cut into their lead that got up to a dozen points. It got up to 14 points.
Yeah.
31-17, and now it's 36-30. So here's Travis Perry with the ball in backcourt. Johnson defending him. Perry dribbling with it. Moves off on the right side. Stops, slips. Regains, gives to Brady Shoulders, and now Reddick driving in off to Perry, left corner, three, no good. He likes that shot, didn't make it that time. Rebound is out of bounds, and it was touched last by Trent Noah. How much does Trent Noah have in the tank? He's a big guy. He's drunk a lot of water, I hope. Here's Shoulders handing it off to Perry. Perry just kind of glides along. I mean, He's a perpetual, and now is a traveling violation on Reddick. And the ball goes to Harlan County. They'll have a chance to get a little closer. Down 36-30.
Reddick's had a few instances tonight where he just looks like a little bit out of sync. Threw the ball to someone who wasn't there earlier. This time just was out in the court and just took a step.
Reggie Cottrell with it. They leave him open for a three. It's no good. And the rebound. Shoulders with it. Hands it off to Perry. And now back to Lyon County. We started this game with both teams missing opportunities to score for a while. But see if somebody gets a basket here. Shoulders. Hands it off to Perry. Dribbles right. Go up for the shot. Back over to Reddick. It's like he knows where Reddick's going to be, you know, all the time. Inside Shoulders. Powers the basketball up, missed it, gets the rebound, loses it, out of bounds, jump ball.
I said it was a jump ball before it was lost out of bounds.
Possession arrow will give it to Harlan County. I think that's actually a break for Lyon County, maybe. A humming jump ball, change of the possession arrow. And
right.
Here is Trent Noah, left corner, Cottrell, drives in, sends it right side to Johnson. They cover him up. Bounces and threw it away. Gray running down. Noah grabs him. And I'm going to tell you something. I think that is not
That's not an intentional
foul.
No, he had one hand.
I think he is going for the ball, but what he did was he grabbed him. If he had actually gone on to play, we might have an injury right there. I think he saved Bray from injury.
Yeah, I think he actually did. Bray had lost his balance and was going out of bounds, and he wrapped his arm around him and kind of broke his stride, so he did not take a tough fall.
Johnson comes out for Harlan County as Napier is back in. Bray with his first point.
Lyon County didn't see it that way, but
they make a pair of free throws, and it's 38-30. Lyons with the lead. Not quite 2 minutes into this second half. Noah being guarded by Shoulders. Noah looking for a screen. Gives out to Cottrell. Cottrell hands it off. Napier. Now Maddox up. Huff spinning away from Perry. Walked and they didn't call it. Now Trent Noah. Noah's going to fire a long three. Good.
How do you make that
such shot? Such a tough shot.
He had Shoulders right in his face and just filled it up from about 25.
38-33. He's got a dozen points now. Perry against Cottrell. And Cottrell's going to be called for the foul. And that's his third.
Number one for
Cottrell's playing very, very hard, but he's got to be a little more careful. Just a little.
Now we got a timeout while Cottrell ties a shoelace. And the pass comes in to Reddick. After the common foul, out to Perry. Napier guarding him. Perry goes in, goes under. Trying to find Breedlove, and the ball is knocked away by Carter. Picked up, long pass down. Huff goes under, lays it up and in. Maddox up. 38-35. And now Perry, free throw line jumper good.
Lyon County just a long pass, transition basket.
40-35. Perry was 17. A three is no good out front by Carter, rebounded by Breedlove. And now Lyon County will come down with a five-point lead and just under five to play in the third quarter.
Perry.
Perry working against Napier. Here is Perry keeping the dribble, whips a pass to Breedlove, open 15-footer, an air ball. Rebound, Cottrell had it. Bray trying to take it away from him. Loose ball, they're battling for it. It's out of bounds. It will go to Harlan County. Touch last, I think, by Bray, although we got to get blocked out by the Lyon County bench. Off to our left.
30-second timeout taken by Harlan County.
Harlan County will have three timeouts left. Lyon County has all five of theirs remaining. 4:33 to go in the third quarter. We'll step out 30 seconds on the Gateway Sports Network.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millersburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Gary Crawford, crowd tonight, what do you think?
Oh, I don't know. It looks, I'm going to say 13,000. Lower Arena Bowl is pretty much capacity.
I'm going to go 14, but here is, we won't know before we go, so nobody can brag. Here's Napier putting in a little 15-foot jumper. That's a big basket right there. 40-37. Napier got open, and here is Shoulders. Shoulders hands it off to Perry. Perry driving right side, goes up from 17, and it spins out on him.
Rimbound.
Trent Noah, the rebound. Boy, as soon as he pops out there, he's looking down the court, doesn't find anything, keeps it, goes in, sends it back out. Napier for a three. Good. Brody Napier back to back.
And we're tied.
Through baskets, he scores 5 points in a row, and it's 40 apiece. Perry comes down the right side, and the ball is knocked away and out of bounds. We got a foul. It's going to be on Napier. And here's what's happening here. Napier is putting hands on Perry. Perry will reach out, and he will knock the hand away.
Yeah.
But now the inbounds play. Redick a three, good out of the right corner. Wow, what an answer. 43-40. Redick now. He's got 11 points. Noah missed a long three. Rebound Perry. Comes down the left side on the dribble. Down the left side, Redick. Stops, got away with that travel. He caught that ball on the move. And now back outside to Travis Perry. Perry being guarded by Napier. And shoulders back to Perry. Goes under, lays it up with the left hand. No good. Blocked by Noah.
Noah got a piece of it, yep.
Noah, long pass down the left corner. Cottrell, ball fake on the three. Goes to the basket and gets a shot blocked by Breedlove. And we get no call. The ball was out of bounds. And with 2:59 to go in the third quarter, it's going to be timeout on the floor. I think it'll be Harlan County's ball, but we'll see when we come back. After we step out 90 seconds, it's a 43-40 Lyon County lead.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Don't miss out on a great deal. I'm Bo Queen. Come and see me at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Kentucky's notably home to hoops, horses, bourbon, and fried chicken. Kentucky is also home to many locations of the John W. Clark Oil Company's Clark's Pump and Shop. Whether you're in Winchester, Moorhead, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, Vanceburg, or across our beautiful state, come into Clark's Pump and Shop, where you're always treated like family. For cold drinks, hot coffee, snacks, and more, it's Clark's Pump and Shop. Find your nearest location online or use their mobile app. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Kids have been watching too much TV here at Crawford. Yeah, they holding those towels up to make sure nobody steals the signs from Lyon County. I see nobody back there that's doing that or signaling, but
there's somebody got right behind us with a video camera, I'm sure.
Here's Napier. Inside he goes. Trent Noah looking. Fans it back out to Napier. Napier crossover dribble against Perry and goes up and nails a 14-foot jumper. Brody Napier, a junior, won a third quarter he is having.
He's had a great third quarter, and he does not look the part, but he is playing very, very well.
Averages about 4.5 points a game. Mere shoulders going inside and puts his shot up no good, but a foul that will go against J.C. Carter, and that'll be his second. And two shots for Brody Shoulders.
Fouls on J.C. Carter, his second personal.
Shoulders, first time on the line in the game. He has 7 points.
At the line, Brady Shoulders.
Shot is up and no good off the back of the iron.
Shoulders, 6 rebounds. But he's still working hard on the boards.
He missed a pair of free throws.
He sure did.
And now, Harlan County can take the lead right here with a basket. Here is Huff, left corner. Napier. And now Huff with it, back to Napier, down inside. They wrap around pass, and Carter has his shot blocked and grabs the rebound, puts it in. But I think a foul had already been
called. On the first
That's
the first
on Travis
shot.
Perry. Perry gets his second. 2:17 to play here in the third quarter. And to the free throw line, J.C. Carter, 6'3", 226-pound junior for the Black Bears. And the free throw is up and no good. Could have put his team ahead, but now he can tie it up and send us right back where we were at the beginning of the game. Everybody getting their shirts tucked in now.
Yeah. Getting it.
Holds the ball into one arm. Now he puts it up, and it's good. His third point.
We have a tie game. We're ready to
start again. 43 apiece. So Lyon County had built up a lead, but it's gone. Left corner, Perry. Perry spinning down. He goes up inside, puts it up and in.
That was under a lot of pressure. Had some contact. No calls.
45-43. There's a deep three by Maddox Noah that's no good. Rebounded by Breedlove, and now Perry will take it. I'm amazed at the way players accept the contact and just go right on playing. I mean,
play right on.
Here's Perry driving left, hands it off. Reddick stepped out of bounds, they say.
Yep.
No, he got fouled.
Did he push?
That foul is going to be against Trent Noah. His first foul.
And that's five fouls.
Jack Reddick.
Noah.
So we're going to have free throws in the last 1:41 here of the third period.
Reddick putting up a pair of shots, and he missed it. Lyon County is
leaving some points on the...
Yeah, they're 4 of 7 from the line now as a team.
And that one's no good as well.
Just another one. As 45-43, so a three-point lead, a three-point game, a play now, and you got a lead again for Harlan County. Driving in, there's a shot put up by Noah, and it rolled in.
Rolled in. Nice soft touch. Hit the left edge, and just rolled around and went in.
45 apiece, a minute 20 to go. Here's Reddick. Cottrell outside. Shoulders takes it beyond the three-point line. Now a drive in, sends it down the left side. Breedlove had trouble handling it. He just dribbles back out front, gives to Bray. Now Perry. Clock down to 105 left. Third quarter of action here. Perry. Going to drive on Napier. Gets back tap. And there is a
turnover.
Harlan County coming up with a turnover. Driving down. Spinning inside. Back out to Carter. Doesn't have anything. And so he'll leave it off to Maddox Huff. Huff backs away. Clock at 43 seconds remaining. Now here's Napier with it. Over it comes to Huff. Now Bray's going to go out and get on Huff. Perry guarding Noah. And we get a foul that's going to go against
Bray.
Kirk.
Foul number 10, Bray.
Bray Kirk gets the first foul on him. And that's only the second foul on Lyon County. We got 26.6 to go. Cottrell comes out for a little breather, and to replace him is Caleb Johnson. Comes in backcourt to Maddox Huff, who will work it back across the timeline. 18 seconds to go. Here's Reddix. Reddix doesn't need to commit a foul, though. They've got a foul to give. Here is a takeaway by Perry, but a foul called. It's going to be on Perry, and that'll be his third. Reddick and Perry each have three fouls.
Perry that time just wrapped him up before he was able to capture the ball.
9 seconds to go. Here is Maddox Huff coming down. Gets and there's a grab by Bray Kirk for his second foul, and the clock is down to 3.9 to go. They're just trying to get this clock down so it's making it really tough. If they have to throw it in backcourt now, but they don't. Maddox up a long three-point shot, no good. Long rebound, and picked up, and Trent Noah threw it up too late, didn't go in anyway. We've got 8 minutes of basketball left here. We've got a 45-45 tie. Lyon County and Harlan County, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
Minutes left. 45-45. The last Clark's Pump and Shop contest, and they always say it looks like we have a winner, and I don't know who the winner of is. A photo finish. They were pretty close.
It was close.
And we got a photo finish in the game right now.
We do.
With 8 minutes to go. Reggie Cottrell has 3 fouls for the Black Bears. For the Lions, Jack Reddick and Travis Perry with 3 fouls each. And if either one of those guys were to pick up a quick fourth, it certainly could affect the game.
It could. Absolutely.
Turnovers now 8 against Lyon County and only 5 against Harlan County. Lyon County has the ball. Moving off again to the left side of the dial here in the second half. Shoulders down the left corner. Perry, an open 3. No good. Rebound taken down the far side by Breedlove. He's in trouble now. Sends it back outside. We get a whistle and a timeout taken by Lyon County. Their first timeout comes with 7:45 to play in the game. 3 timeouts left for Harlan County. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Lyon County coming out of the timeout. Let's see what they do. You come out with these set plays trying to get the lead back.
Pretty good luck with them.
Comes in to Travis Perry. Napier guarding me. Hands it off to Shoulders, who rotates way out beyond the top of the key. Right corner, a 3 for Reddy. Good. I don't know if that's what they wanted, but they got what they wanted. And that's points, 48-45. The lead goes back to Lyon County. There's a foul. It's going to be on Bray Kirk, and that is his third. They said 4. I only have him with 3. I think they may be wrong.
Yeah, they just...
There's a 3 good way downtown by Trent Noah off the right side. His third 3 of the night, and it's 48-48. The game tied once again. Here's Reddick. Reddick dribbling over on the to the left hash. Shoulders comes out beyond the top of the key to take it. Shoulders driving in, going to go all the way. We get a collision. He puts it in. No foul called.
No foul at all.
Shoulders.
Except just bulldozing.
50-48. I mean, Huff hit the deck. There's a Huff at the other end putting in a little bank shot.
A bank shot from right in front of the goal.
And we're tied at 52. Or at 50. I'm sorry, I'm getting ahead of the game. I'm trying to add points. Here's a pass over to Reddick on the left side. Cottrell defending him. 6:28 left. Reddick dribbling. Goes to Shoulders. Now down to Perry. On the right side, he'll circle back out on the dribble. Napier's done a good job of trying to stay with him. Perry down in the lane, left corner. Reddick fires a 3. No good. Rebound. They get it back underneath his shoulders. Puts it up. No good, but a foul. And that's going to be against J.C. Carter. And that'll be his third. And it'll be a common foul. No, they're going to give him two shots.
They're giving him two.
Shoulders was trying to put up the
two shots.
Shoulders with two shots. And we get a timeout. Timeout taken by Lyon County. Each team with three left now. And we'll take a timeout. We've got 30 seconds, and we'll be back in a half minute.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
We've got 6:07 to play, 50-50. The official says we got a player with some blood on the jersey, and that's Bray Kirk. They're trying to get it off, so they put a new player in. During that time, it's Carson Collins as the free throw is up and good by Brady Shoulders. His ninth point of the game, 9 points, six rebounds, one assist for Shoulders tonight. He goes for number 10, and it rolls in. Good soft shooting touch. 52-50, Lyon County the lead. Harlan County the ball. Puck. They go down inside, and Napier has it taken away by Shoulders.
Shoulders just jumped the route a little bit, and when Napier first touched it, Shoulders was there to jerk it away.
Here is Perry. Hands it off to Shoulders out near the timeline. Carter trying to stay with him. Carter can match him in strength, not quite as quick.
Not as quick.
Shoulders driving right under a 5-second count, able to dribble away from it. Hands it off to Perry. Perry against Napier. The clock at 5:24. And boy, there are fouls. And they are not going to call all fouls. I mean, there's a lot of bumping. Perry goes up and nails a 15-footer. And it's 54-50.
But another example, Dan, of just running right through the contact.
There's just the steal. They threw it away on the other end, trying to get it to Cottrell. And Lyon County, a 4-point lead, the ball with under five to go. Here is Shoulders out front against Carter. Shoulders driving in. But when I say driving in, that's only the free throw line. And now they do call a foul. It's on J.C. Carter. It's his fourth. He turns to the official and holds up five fingers.
What's a 5-second call, but he didn't get it.
Wasn't talking about five fouls. He was talking about five. He thought a 5-second count should have been called, and they get it in. Team fouls now, one on Lyon County, two on Harlan County. Perry against Napier. Perry starts in, stops, goes back, trying to avoid good defense. Shoulders gets it. Now Perry. Perry, they try to back tap him. Perry drives through. Try to circle around. Napier will come back out and get him again. 4:20 to go. Perry down the lane. Floater from 10 feet. Good.
Perry just kind of lulls you to sleep, and then all at once he's driving to the hole.
56-50. Perry with 23 now. 4:05 to go. Harlan County needs points. Cottrell bounces it out to Napier. Puff. Trent Noah, long way from the basket. No chance to get a shot. And we get a timeout taken by Harlan County with 3:53 to go. It's Lyon County leading 56-50. Harlan County, two timeouts left. We'll be back in a half minute.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Gary Crawford, the teams are, they're shooting the ball well right now. And,
they are.
You know, it's this game could come down to a last possession right now. Harlan County needs a basket. They're down 56-50.
Chris Noah needs to show us what he's got.
Bounces it down the left corner. The three by Cottrell is no good. Long rebound going out to get it in front of Reddick. And Reddick comes up hobbling a little bit.
Yeah, he's still, I think he got a knee on knee.
Not now. He goes for the basket, floats it up high. The stuff by Breedlove. He went on the left side. Breedlove came from the opposite side. It's 58-50. Here is Noah in some trouble. Hooks it over to Napier. Napier down to Cottrell. Cottrell drives in. Sends it back. And there's Huff for a three. Good. There's your answer. Maddox Huff knocking down a three. 58-53. 3 minutes to play. 5-point lead. Lyon County has the ball and the lead. They're trying to jump the passing lanes when they can. Reddick dribbles right side. Cottrell with him. They got him doubled. Huff helping out. Now down to Breedlove. Now Perry takes it. Perry dribbling outside. Perry bounces it off to Reddick. Reddick dribbling through. Goes up in the lane from 8 feet. Good. Jack Reddick found an opening. 60-53. Here's Huff. Noah down inside and going, breaking wide open on the basket was Carter for a lay-in. 60-55. 2:20 to go. Surprised we didn't get a timeout there by Harlan County. They do have two left. And there's a cross-court pass to Breedlove. Back out to Reddick with the clock. 2:10 to go. 5-point lead. Reddick drives in, hands to Breedlove. And Breedlove is fouled, and that's going to be on Maddox Huff. And that's his second. And that's only the 13th foul on Harlan County, and now we get the timeout, the media timeout. 2:05 left to play in the game. Lyon County with a 60-55 lead, and we'll be back after we step out just 1 minute here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
We have 2:05 left. Lyon County with a 5-point lead. And again, one more foul for Harlan County to give before they can put Lyon County into the bonus. In the NCAA tournament today, Arizona over Dayton, 78-68. Gonzaga with a mild upset. Mild in terms of the seeding, not mild in the points. 89-68, Gonzaga gets the win. North Carolina easily over Michigan State, 85-69. Iowa State has advanced, and North Carolina State is leading Oakland 59-54, headed down the stretch right here. Travis Perry with the ball, drives in on the right side. Didn't have anything. Goes back outside to Reddick. The clock at 1:53. They're chasing Reddick over on the left side. Ball goes to shoulder. Tracks it down near the timeline. Able to get it to Reddick. Reddick working on the dribble. Looks, hands off to shoulders. And Reddick. Those three guys are going to handle the ball. They want them at the line. Perry is grabbed by Maddox Huff for his third foul. Didn't matter right there because they're not shooting yet, but the next foul will send Lyon County to the line. And then we got to watch free throws. That's going to determine if they can hang on. Shoulders being tracked. And we get a shoulders is fouled by Perry Noah.
Wasn't much there.
I didn't see if he even touched him. Trent Noah's second foul. Shoulders. Travis Perry has got blood on his uniform.
He has to get it off.
And they're going to take a timeout to do that. So timeout on the floor. 1:33 left. We'll keep it right here. This is interesting. We'll be watching this. You know, a speck of blood, a spot of blood on the uniform. They're trying to work on it right now and get it cleaned up. And well, they had a couple of spots.
The question is, whose is it and where did it come from?
That's why, you know, Travis Perry was looking at his elbows, looking to see it.
The coaches are doing a little bit of inspection of everybody out there to see if anybody's got either blood on their uniform or a nick on their elbow. Or
shoulders is going to be, when we come back to play,
he'll be at the line, yeah.
He's going to be up there for two free throws, and he has made 2 out of 4 in the game. He has 11 points. They're not being called back ready. Here comes Harlan County. It's tough to see either one of these teams go away a loser tonight, but
yeah.
There's really not a loser. I mean, these two teams getting to the finals of the Sweet 16.
The advantage Harlan County has is their uniforms are black. But they probably wouldn't see a blood speck on there,
so.
At least for a while.
Shoulders. He makes both free throws. Three-score game with 1:33 to go. I don't know what the confusion is. Now they're talking about
they're inspecting. Napier's the guy that's got the scratch on his hand. That's
now the coaches are kind of jawing at one another. And coming back into the game is Caleb Johnson as Napier leaves.
They finally found the culprit down there. Napier was the guy with the scratch on his.
Breedlove was the guy who spotted it. He said, "There's a guy." Shoulders free throw good. Brody Shoulders makes it a 2-possession game. Napier is ready to come back in, but can he come back in now? Without any time going off the clock. Free throw is good. I'm going to say he can't come back in. Two free throws are made. 62-55. And now Harlan County, they can't waste much time.
No.
Here we go. Maddox up. Long pass down is knocked out of bounds by Shoulders, but now that allows Napier to get into the game, and they'll inbound the ball right in front of Coach of Harlan County. Kyle Jones is standing up. He is motioning and moving players around. They're going to get Carter out of the game. They dump it inside. Maddox up. He gives it up, and there is a jump ball as Shoulders moved in and tied up Trent Noah, but the possession will stay with Harlan County at only 1:24 to go. May not make any difference. Comes in, Huff, guarded by Reddick. Huff inside, Napier gives out, Cottrell gives to Noah. Noah can't get a shot away, but Huff can, and a three is good. Maddox up. And it is 62-58. We got 106 to go. Here's Travis Perry down the left side. Moves through the lane on the dribble. Moves back outside. Cottrell tracking him. Perry through the lane. Dumps it off to Reddick. Back to Perry. Perry with 50 seconds to go. Perry drives down the basket. Stops. Sends it back out to Reddick. And now Perry. Perry between a couple of players. Goes up inside and Shoulders is fouled by Trent Noah. And Shoulders is going to go back on the line for two free throws. Noah's third foul. 41.3 to go.
It's interesting. You watch Noah. Very
free throw is no good.
Bounces off. Noah, even in the intensity of this moment in this game, Noah plays very hard without too much expression.
Free throw is up and no good. Noah the rebound. 4-point game. 38 seconds to go. Noah down. Go across the timeline. Now he sends a long pass down to Johnson. Almost threw it out of bounds. Back out to Trent Noah. Noah trying to make a move. Forces up a three. In and out. Roll through them. And then we get a whistle and a foul. And now the coach Kyle Jones is
upset.
Upset with the official. But
he thought Noah
got fouled, I think, on that three. And a foul is going to be against Harlan County. Only 25 seconds to go now. Harlan County has timeouts left. Bray Kirk has only 2 points in this game, both at the line. The free throw is no good.
You can see Coach Jones of Harlan County telling his team earlier, you want to foul number one or number 10, which are...
Free throw is good. 5-point game, 63-58. Maddox Huff back to Trent Noah, who forces up a three, and we get a foul. And
they're saying it was on the floor, not shooting.
No, they're going to... I can't believe one of the officials won't step in, another official. Harlan County's going to inbound it. Only 19.2 to go. That would have been a big difference. Out of the left corner, a three by Johnson, no good. Shoulders a rebound. Out to Perry. He runs it down. We got a reach-in foul with 13.2 to go, and the celebration has begun for Lyon County. Perry will be at the line. Travis Perry at the line. For a pair of free throws, and he puts it up and in.
64-58, 13.2 remaining.
Perry with 26 tonight. Reddick 16, Shoulders 13. The big three have done it. And the shot is good again. 65-58, and the long three is no good. Rebounded by Breedlove. Down to Kirk. Down to Shoulders, and he'll go up and jam it. The end of the game, 67-58. And the Lyon County Lions have won the 2024 state championship. The final is 67-58. And don't go away. We got a lot of post-game activities coming up. We'll return in 90 seconds on the Gateway Sports Network.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
WMST Mount Sterling. Spring savings are here. Through April 2nd at major brands, you'll get an $80 reward card after online submission with purchase of four or more new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Tire purchases under $900 get $60. Celebrate spring with big savings on Michelin tires from major brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive Mount Sterling. Get details at major brands or online at MichelinMan.com. Offer expires 4/2/24. Void where prohibited.
Celebration is going on. Of course, they try to keep the fans from pouring onto the floor, but the team is celebrating. The Lyon County crowd off to our left, they're celebrating, of course. Coach Ryan Perry, very emotional, as you kind of might expect him to be. We're going to get presentations of all of the awards coming up, and we'll share those with you before we leave you tonight. Looking at the game statistically, Harlan County led in the game by Maddox Huff scoring-wise, 22 points, 8 of 14 from the field, 6 of 11 from the three-point line. He had four assists and a rebound. Trent Noah, 17 points, 7 of 15 from the field. 3 of 9 threes, did not get to the free throw line of the game, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, so they get 39 of their team's points. Little Napier came up big with 7 points, 5 apiece for Cottrell and Carter, and 2 for Johnson. And let's listen in as Mr. Billings, the head of the KHSAA Board of Control. Let's hear what he has to say.
To Harlan County, and a special congratulations to Lyon County. On behalf of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association Board of Control, Commissioner Tackett, and our entire staff, we want to say thank you to the City of Lexington and Mayor Linda Gordon for providing us and welcoming us into the city again for the Sweet 16. Thank you to Brian Seip and all the Rupp Arena staff for providing us a great venue to continue to hold the greatest show on earth. We've got another special group of volunteers that help us put on this tournament here, the Rupp Arena staff and volunteers. If it wasn't for them, we couldn't hold it at this facility, so huge thank you to them. Certainly appreciate them. If you'll look around this arena, you'll see banners all over the place that basically are our KHSAA corporate sponsors. If you get an opportunity to mix words with some of those folks, we'd ask that you say something kind to them and let them know that without their financial commitment, we can't continue to hold these kind of events. A huge shout out to United Healthcare, who's been our corporate sponsor for many, many years. Without their financial commitment, we would not be able to do what we do. So thank you to United Healthcare and what you do. Another huge thank you to our fans. Are there any better? Without the continued fan support of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association and our athletic events, there's no way we can continue to do these kind of things in these kind of venues. Thank you again to our fans. We hope to see you soon at another high school event. Thank you so much.
Darryl Billings, the head of the president of the Board of Control, the advisory group. And
academic scholarship. Started in 1985, the scholarship honors a senior participant in the tournament who has excelled on the court and in the classroom. A one-time $1,000 scholarship sponsored by Roberts Insurance to be paid to a university of the student's choice upon verification of enrollment. And presenting this year's scholarship are Joe, Jack, Hazel, Claire, and John Roberts of Roberts Insurance. And this year's recipient is Zane Whitaker from Magoffin County High School. Congratulations to Zane Whitaker.
Yeah, Zane Whitaker had a fine tournament, helping Magoffin County advance. And he's posing for pictures right now with the family.
And now
presenting
we present
that scholarship.
The Ted Sanford Award, sponsored by the Courier-Journal. Named after the former commissioner of the KHSAA, this award is given to the participant in the tournament who excels in four areas: academic achievement, athletic ability, citizenship, and sportsmanship. In addition, this student also receives a $1,000 scholarship from the Ted Cook Tire Company. And this year's recipient of the Ted Sanford Award is from Spencer County High School, Camden Cox. Congratulations to Camden Cox.
We're going to have the announcement of the all-tournament team members coming up here in just a minute.
Now we present our runner-up awards. Our all-tournament awards are presented
three members of the all-tournament team are coming
Board of Control
from Harlan County
and representatives of Morgan and Morgan. And now, name to the Morgan and Morgan all-tournament team from Harlan County is number one, Reggie Cottrell.
Reggie Cottrell coming out and thinking of name the next
and
two
named
here.
To the Morgan and Morgan All Tournament team is number three, Maddox Huff.
I kind of hope they announce that Trent Noah scored the third most points ever in the state tournament. They probably
and named to the Morgan and Morgan
nice
All
touch.
Tournament team from Harlan County is number two, Trent Noah.
What a tournament Trent Noah had. And the beautiful runner-up trophy. Biggest difference is silver. The championship trophy is gold.
Black Bears to receive their runner-up trophy to be presented at their team bench. Congratulations to the Harlan County Black Bears. On a phenomenal season. Congratulations, Harlan County.
We'll take a quick look at some of the other statistics from tonight's game. Rebounding, 25-17 in favor of Lyon County. And turnovers, well played game. Eight turnovers on Lyon County, seven on Harlan County. Boy, Gary, you just... in this type of a game, that's the defensive pressure that these teams put on. That's those are impressive numbers without
Once
any question.
Again, let's
absolutely.
Congratulate Coach Kyle Jones and his Harlan County Black Bears.
Kyle Jones gets a basketball too.
We present.
Put a little information on it. Put up on a trophy case somewhere.
Name to the Morgan and Morgan All-Tournament Team from Lyon County is number five, Jack Reddick.
Jack Reddick on the All-Tournament Team.
Thank you, mate. Think you can name the other two?
I think I can name the other two. So, hey, yeah, these were.
And also named to the Morgan and Morgan All-Tournament Team from Lyon County. Number 22, Brady Shoulders.
And those two guys are probably going to end up, it looks like, at Florida Gulf Coast playing together next year. And the most valuable player is
and now, ladies and gentlemen,
going to be named right now.
Your Morgan and Morgan MVP. He is from Lyon County. And he wears jersey number 11, and he is Travis Perry, the Morgan and Morgan MVP, Travis Perry.
So Perry kind of wrapping it all up here with this, after being named Mr. Basketball, after setting the all-time scoring record for male players in high school basketball in Kentucky, and now he's won the MVP of the state tournament.
Your 2024 UK Healthcare Sweet 16 state champions, Coach Ryan Perry and the Lyon County Lions.
Yeah, what a crowd Lyon County did bring in here. They're filling up all of the end zone and all the sections attached to the end zone. And a lot of purple and gold.
And you see the champions wearing the championship shirt. Fans, you can purchase the official state championship T-shirt on sale now at the Team IP Novelty Stand on the concourse. Check out the design on the video board of the T-shirts worn by our championship team, the Lyon County Lions.
I don't really know what are on those two blocks that they have.
Oh, I don't either.
But there's a purple and a gold block that, just like a brick that they keep by their bench. And I think there's something written on those that they don't. They always stack it where you can't see what's written. I don't know if there's any symbolism there, something special. But they're posing for pictures right now. Everybody getting involved that they can get involved for the state championship picture. Now they're going to get the cheerleaders involved in one after they've taken the pictures without the cheerleaders. And we'll step out one more time. Let's pause 90 seconds. Hear words from people bringing you this 2024 UK Healthcare Sweet 16. Then we'll come back and wrap things up from Rupp Arena. We'll be back 90 seconds from now.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Well, the nets are coming down right now, being cut down by the Lyon County Lions. That used to be kind of dramatic when they bring the big banner down from the rafters, but
right.
I don't think that's going to happen tonight. But what a tournament it's been, Gary Crawford, from a player standpoint, from a coaching standpoint, great teams, great crowds. I'll kind of regard this as a little bit of a turnaround year for the state tournament. And we come down to the finals, and you got a Class A school that wins it all from a small community, and you got another team that's in the finals from an Eastern Kentucky county that can certainly use a little emotional boost, and from what has happened here this week for them, it's all good.
Yeah, it is kind of sentimental in the sense of think back of all the small town teams who have won this championship in the past. It's kind of interesting. Breckenridge County comes to mind as we think about small town schools who have won it all. It is sentimental as we kind of join in and
just watching
the
them cut down the nets. Hey, thanks so much. We have a lot of people to thank, and begins with Hayes McMakin, the executive producer of the Gateway Sports Network, a guy who helps make it all happen, and Tom McMakin and all of the office staff and the folks who work behind the scenes so tirelessly, and our sales crew and those people who are so faithful to purchase advertising, and it's just a whole group of people, the folks that help us out here at Rupp Arena, the stats people, WL Stats. I mean, yeah, there are a lot of people that are helping to put on something like this, and certainly make our jobs a lot easier, and we're very thankful for all of them. And, Gary Crawford, thanks for you all the way from Florida to be right here with us at Rupp Arena. We thank you a lot.
You're very welcome. Enjoyed it.
Hey, Glenn Leverage joining us. Our thanks to Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin, who stepped in on Thursday night and shared a couple of big games with you. And thanks to the KHSAA staff. They're always tremendous to work with, and we thank them for what they do. That's it from Rupp Arena on this Saturday night. Your final, Lincoln County 67, Harlan County 58. The Lions of Lyon County are the Kentucky State High School basketball champions for 2024. Till we join you again, for Gary Crawford, Jeff West, our studio engineer who does such a great job, I'm Dan Manley saying thanks for being with us, and good night from Rupp Arena.
You've been listening to the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16 Basketball Tournament on WMST. Broadcast sponsors include Ambergie's Farm Machinery Sales and Service, BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, the Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Garrett Furniture, Carl's Produce, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Sterling Family Dental Care, Town and Country Home Decor and Minute Market, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Now more of America's best music on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Around here, we believe that just because it's loud doesn't mean it's good.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced.